Hey, this is James from survivalpunk.com. Back with another episode. So last week we had four guests on the podcast, four of us, and a surprise. This week we have me. Did not get around to podcasting this weekend with Catch Potato Mike. The idea for the topic came to me a little bit later, and the topic is survival illumination. So, we're recording now, and it should be a good one. So, illumination is one of those big things in survival, like, you know, if you don't have illumination, it could lead to some pretty bad situations. Like, if you're stuck in the woods at night in the dark with no illumination, you know, you can't see predators coming upon you, you can't see the enemy coming on you, you can't see potholes in the ground, you can't see twigs, you know, twigs and not twigs. Pretty sure you'd want to find a twix. But yeah, you need to see all that stuff. Just in your house alone, you're going to need to see stuff. Yes, you can probably navigate around your house with no light, but it's going to make things a little difficult. Best to have illumination than to not have illumination. And let's give out that number. We do that now. We do the number. Where is the number? The number. If you want to call in a question to a show, you can do so. The phone number is 615. Oh, I almost gave out my own phone number. 615-657-9104. That's 615-657-9104. To be honest, I never answer my own phone anyway, so it really wouldn't matter. It would just go to voicemail, just like this line. This line goes straight to voicemail. It will indeed say, thank you for calling the Survival Punk call line. Please leave your message. So, do so. Call in a question, and maybe I can get another Q&A episode out, or if your question is so good, it will become a show on its own. Or sometimes I will cover the questions, you know, within a show. Like, if the show topic is maybe not good enough to last an entire hour. Like, maybe it's good, but, you know, sometimes I don't have that much to say about a subject. So, buffering it with a question helps out. So, call in those questions. And back to survival illumination. I'm not going to only pitch this show as for the shit hit the fan. It will be all the time and will work for the shit hit the fan when there's not illumination, when the grid is down. So they'll have multiple ones. Like, oh, you know, some things work better for the grid is up and, you know, you're just in a blackout, you know. It's the winter time and the power's gone out, or here lately, where I'm at in Tennessee, we've just had random power outages. It's summer, more people run their air conditioners. Maybe that's putting a draw on it. Maybe it's Russian hackers. Maybe. That's the excuse for everything, right? But whatever it is, the power's out. Obviously, things like rechargeable flashlights will work good in that time period. For the long term, though, for the true grid down, you're going to need a way to recharge those flashlights. You're going to need, you know, some sort of power generating method of your own. And that's when we sort of go into the other ones. And it's good to have a mix. So I thought about ordering these in, like, grid up to grid down or some sort of scenario, but we're just going to take them the way that I wrote them down. So first up is candles. Candles are cheap. Just get a bunch of them. I mean, you know, like those little tea lights you can get. What is it? I think it's like 100 for $7 or so. And sometimes you can find them cheaper. The Dollar Tree, you know, the everything a dollar store, they have packs of them for a dollar. I think they're either 25 or 50 or whatever it is at the time. Get a few of them, you know. Every time your wife drags you in there to buy lots of cheap shit that's going to break it not work for its use, buy a few of those. Because they're candles and they're cheap. Yeah, they may burn out after like 30 minutes, but that's 30 minutes of illumination. So, all candles, you know. You know, if your wife wants to buy fancy scented candles, as long as you're not allergic to the scent, buy a bunch of them. It's all illumination. You're like, oh, I think we should get one of these candles. Get two of them. Get two of them. I'll just put one up. You can have it later. You know? My contact is annoying me. Sorry, guys. I just woke up. My eyes are kind of dry. But anyway, probably about time to change out the contacts. It's been a little while. Yeah, candles. You can make candles, and that would be a good sort of hobby thing to do. And you can make them out of more than just, you know, the fancy smancy stuff here. I'll talk about that in the grease candle game. I'm going to talk about that with the lanterns. We'll talk about that with the lanterns. You know, there's no reason not to just stockpile candles. They should just be hidden everywhere. You kind of have the burn, you know, the fire issue where you really don't want to go to sleep or leave the house or doing that stuff. But if you're not awake to see the illumination, then why have the illumination? You know what I'm saying? There's no point in illuminating an area that you can't see the illumination on. So you just need to be careful to not, you know, thumb around and take proper fire precautions. Don't leave them burning unattended. But other than that, yeah, just fucking hide them everywhere. Throw some in your kitchen junk drawer. Hide some in your bathroom. Put them in every room of the house, hidden somewhere, so that there is that illumination in that room when you need it. You know, and that's one level of this illumination sort of hierarchy. So, I guess that's all I really have to say about candles, guys. I have candles, and I have a variety of candles. I think I have one scented candle that Serenity left here. Not a big fan. I've got packs of tea lights hidden somewhere, and a few bug out bags. I kind of like them for. I keep one usually in my cook kit. Just sort of, it'll, like, if you have like a Heineken pot and an alcohol burning stove, if you put a tea light in it, you can get a simmer mode. So you won't achieve a boil with it, but you can simmer your food, so you can cook it like that. And then just, I've got some of those, oh God, super long. Is it 12 or 24 hour? I think it's a 12 hour emergency candle. I've got some of those. I actually have paraffin to make candles if need be, or other. I used it to make a hexamine stove. I made my own fuel tablets basically to cook food with, and it worked really well for that. It's a little bit stinky, but it worked. And you can make your own survival matches with the paraffin. You can make candles with the paraffin. It's basically candle material. and you can get it cheaper than you could get candles. Generally, it's pretty cheap. It's with like the canning supplies, generally, or yeah, it's with the canning supplies. Yeah, it's with the canning supplies. Let's just move on to oil lamps. There's no reason not to have some oil lamps and some spare parts for your oil lamps. They're fairly cheap, like the wicks. Have those. You're gonna need a lot of a fuel for those. The lantern fuel. Whatever it is, I don't want to delve into, you know, kerosene or propane, whatever your, well, this is just oil lamps, but if you have a lantern, make sure you stockpile the fuel source that lantern runs on. You know, because a lantern without a fuel source is nothing. I mean, you've got fancy pieces of glass and metal. That's what you got there. So yeah, stockpile your oil for your lanterns, for your oil lamps, and in an emergency, you can make some just sort of ghetto oil lamps. And I did this a few years ago. I wrote an article on it, and I had all the nanny state, you know, safety winches show up and be like, "That's not safe, James. You'll get someone killed." I'm like, go fuck yourself. God. Everyone's such a safety Sally now. I'm like, get out of here. Anyway, the basic principle is you take an empty jar, like a food jar. So I think in the tutorial that I used, and I will make a note to link it in the show notes, I used an empty olive jar. So empty olive jar, remove the label, clean the jar out, make it dry, fill it with your oil. So in this case, your lamp oil. Say your lamp broke, it's unusable, you fill it with that. You take a knife and punch a hole in the lid of your jar. And you do want the lid to go in, I believe. So go in but not back out. I believe so. Man, whatever. You're going to need a piece of cloth. You're going to want cotton, not any sort of synthetic material. Like, and it's you're going to have to look for it, because the tutorial that I read initially was to use shoelaces, but you got to check your shoelaces, because most shoelaces now are not cotton. They're a synthetic blend, and it won't wick or burn correctly. It melts. Which is useless for what we want to do here. I ended up using just a white cotton t-shirt that was, like, you know, about to become rags anyway. Cut a strip. You feed it into the slot you've made in the lid. And the way that I did it was, yeah, I'm pretty sure I punctured it straight down so that when you feed in the material, the wick material, you can feed it down, and then pulling it back up is difficult, so it doesn't rip out on you. Pretty sure that's what I did. I'm trying to remember, did I puncture it down or puncture it up so that it would feed up sort of easy, but wouldn't go back down and would only go up? Or I don't know, because when it's jagged anyway, you just make a hole so that it's not going to slip, really. It's sort of catching on the puncture you've made in there. The cotton material will wick up the oil you have in there and will burning the oil. It's, you know, it's a very primitive little lantern, very, you know, oil lamp. Nothing fancy, sort of been used for, you know, millennia or more. Many millennia. It's been used for a long time of variations like this. Like the, you know, I made oil lamps just sticking a cotton wick in hamburger grease doesn't smell the best. Trust me, it does not smell the best, but it gives a good consistent light, you know. So, you know, and I've seen in sort of like documentaries and shows, people in third world countries, you know, the Amazon and other parts of the world, they make lamps and lanterns out of all sorts of random garbage they have laying around. So that's, you, when you think about a shit hit the fan, you really have to sort of look at some of the third world countries and think, either the shit has hit the fan there, you know, like, where is it? Venezuela? Argentina? Yeah. Yeah. Both the, like, those were very wealthy, important, influential countries that have gone to shit. The shit has hit the fan there. Argentina went through their shit, hit the fan. Several other countries that were, you know, wealthy and powerful and not, you know, first world countries have fallen from that first world status. That's, you know, you can, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from countries who have had their shit hit the fan. You know, will it happen the same way in America? I, you know, my gut tells me no. But, I mean, humans generally tend to act the way that humans do. So I think there are parallels and lessons to be learned from those situations. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those, like I said, that this was an emergency light you can make, but I would practice it. I would, you know, make it outside so if it falls and breaks, you know, it's not really that big of a deal. And that's what one of those idiot safety Sally said. He's like, oh, if it falls down and breaks, you basically got a Molotov cocktail there and it's just going to burn your house down. And I had one that I built out of the olive jar fall from about 3 feet up onto my bathroom floor, which was tile, like real tile, not like, you know, VCT or any shit. And it just sat there, like it just sort of bounced and sat there. Not a crack, not a break, not a Molotov cocktail. So, you know, fuck off. you know, if you follow all the pertinent safety regulations when it comes to fire without going overboard, then you're going to be good. This is, you know, for emergencies. Yeah. So, yeah, I would definitely say get an or a few oil lamps and plenty of oil. That would tend to be one of my, you know, that and candles would be my go-to, really, for a long-term shit hit the fan. Flashlights and battery illumination are going to kind of, it's going to be troublesome. And then next up is, not next up. Let's talk Kim lights before we go on to solar. It's going to jump straight to solar, which I'll talk about in a second. So, Kim lights. Kim lights have a use. Kim lights have a very good use in survival and camping. And that, you know, they provide an illumination. And there's a whole variety of these Kim lights. There are really bright ones that don't last that long. There are fairly dim, junky ones that will last a fairly long time, but not really do a whole lot. You know, like, I tend to think some of the cheaper ones are good for, you know, just marking a base camp at night. Like, you walk off in the woods to take a piss, you come back, you can see that. In a lot of cases, I'd rather use a flashlight as a beacon, but a Kim light works. I mean, it's a good point of reference. There are so many. There are IR ones that you can only see with night vision, which if you have night vision gear and you're trying to not signal an enemy that you believe doesn't have night vision, then there you go. I mean, it's a good way. They won't see it. You will see it. Gives you the advantage. And there are some, like, there's different colors. You know, like, I grew up, there was only really the green. Like, you had the green. I think that was it. Pretty sure. That's all I remember from being when I was a child, like, on Halloween and stuff. You carry the Kim lights. They were all green. Now there's, I got a super bright white one time for sort of testing. It is super bright, by the way. You know, if you want to read by it, you could do that. There are red ones that you can use to preserve your night vision at night. So you can, you know, do a little reading and not destroy your night vision so that you're still good to go if you have to go outside. Which is, yeah, that's nice. So I don't see a reason, like, you can get the cheap ones from the Dollar Tree, you know, for a dollar. I think it's a pack of them or so. And you can get a couple of the better ones, you know, throw them in your bug out bag, throw them in your go bag to just have them, you know. And, you know, worst case scenario, you get some bored kids during the power outage, you give them glow sticks, man, they're going to have a time. Like, kids love glow sticks. So, there's a few other new technologies with the Kim lights. There's the pack light, and it's like solar rechargeable. Like, these Kim lights, they have a definite shelf life. Like, you use them, the energy wears out, and that's it. They're just garbage after that point. So, and it may, I don't, they may have a shelf life. I would say that the Kim lights are definitely something you want to rotate. Just, I wouldn't throw them in a pack and leave them in there for a decade. I'd want to rotate them out every few years. They are fairly cheap, and that's why I say that. I'd hate to need one during an emergency and, you know, crack it and nothing. Just nothing is dead, so.
That's me. Oh,
excuse me. Like I said, the pack light, I've not really had a lot of experience in. I've looked at them, and it's on my list of things to buy and try. But there's a lot of things on that list, and I only have so much money. So, next up is electric. So we've sort of went down the chemical reaction, the fire and, you know, bioluminescence through chemical reaction. So now it's time to deal with our friend Mr. Electricity. And This I see as more of a short-term disaster, and, you know, and early on in a long-term disaster. These things are harder to maintain, harder to keep going. You know, they're just going to be harder to use these things in a long-term shit event. Like, you know, if we had a truly catastrophic event, and I'm listening to an audiobook that deals with some early human catastrophes at the moment. So if one of those happened now, and basically we're smashed back to the Stone Age, and, you know, we have some preppers that are still alive, you know, 10, 15 years on, are your batteries going to be good? 20 years, you know? I don't think so. I think we're going to be, I think they'll be the first to go. But that's not a reason to not stockpile on them. The advantages and the convenience you have from having those far outweigh just saying screw it and getting more lamp oil. Like, there needs to be a balance, and you also got to think the boon you get in just the disasters that actually happen, you know, more often. Like, you know, there's a matrix of the likelihood of disasters to happen. You know, what are the chances of, if you compare, you know, comet impact destabilizing the Earth and causing global flooding to job loss, or, you know, thick snow took out the electricity for 3 days. That's more likely to happen, you know. The impact of the other, a lot worse, but less likely for it to happen. So, you know, prepare for the more likely of them. That's me. So, yeah, electric lights. And that covers any form of electricity. So, solar, rechargeable battery, non-rechargeable battery, shake and crank lights. It's all of that. So, they deserve a part of your preps. At this point in my prepping, I'm moving more and more towards rechargeable battery flashlights. Ones with rechargeable batteries, and getting more rechargeable batteries. That, you know, batteries are expensive. You know, I had several CR123 battery lights, and they just suck up the power, and you go through CR123 so fast that I'm just done with it. If it's not a rechargeable CR123, I'm not interested in it at all. That's all there is to that. And all right, so let's talk about solar first. So there are a lot of really good options at the moment for solar lights. Not just the crappy garden ones, but I don't see why those are a good option. I mean, even the higher end solar garden lights are just good. They suck up solar light all day. They put out light all night. You know, there's the stick on, like, I don't even remember what they're called, but Mike has a bunch of, they're like solar security lights, you know, and they're somewhere between $9 and $20. I don't remember. You can find them for somewhere around there, either online or at Walmart's in the SCN TV section and shit. But those, you know, the batteries in those will last for a good few seasons. You know, I personally wouldn't trust them past about 2 seasons. You can get more batteries. I mean, but the battery packs usually cost about the price of the entire thing. So, probably worth having some. I think it finally died after a few years. The Lucy lantern, yeah. That's what it is. I think mine is about 3 years old, and I can't get it to come on anymore. So, it either was physically damaged or just died finally. I don't know. I have to investigate some more, but that thing was great. It was just a good little bit of illumination, good for camping, good for, you know, a non-wired in porch light. And I thought that the inflatable part was a little gimmicky, I guess. It does pack down, and I like that. So, it's good, but the Lucy lantern, and there's even like a Walmart Ozark Trail knockoff now, and you can buy these both at Walmart now, so I think the Lucy lantern you can get there for like $14, and the Ozark Trail for $9 or so. They are worth having. For your bug out bag, maybe for your camping bag. If you, you know, some people have dedicated bug out bags and dedicated camping bags, and I think that's a good idea. Because then you get to sort of try things out and actually use them in real world situations, you know, and just, you know, I use mine daily for a few years and it worked good for a few years. You know, there are a few others, but yeah, I definitely am a fan of the solar lights. You know, it's, you're recharging them daily. The sun is taking, you know, it's whatever the least amount of stuff I have to do. You're not paying for that energy. The sun is doing it. You're not, and they'll work grid up, grid down, doesn't matter. So definitely have some solar lights. Shake lights and crank lamps. I'm not a big fan. I haven't ever really, you know, I have some, several, and I've used them, but I just get sort of more annoyed. Like, yes, you're providing the energy for them, but the light is usually crappy. Like, it's not usually very much, not very bright, not, you know, like, you'll shake for 15 minutes and you'll get like 30 seconds of illumination. That's kind of a pain in the ass. So, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I'm not a fan, but at the same time, if that's all the light you have, then that's the best light in the world. So I would say that having like one crank light or so would behoove you. So it's a technology that can be used. And, you know, I have some like crank radio flashlight doohickey combo thingies, and I, you know, probably worth having. That's why I have them, you know. It's an alternative way to power. You don't need the grid, you don't need batteries, you just need some time. During a shit hit the fan, you'll be doing a lot more work, but there will be a lot of downtime as well. You know, so you'll have the time to shake it for like an hour to get 30 seconds of illumination. You know, but if the choice is, do I buy this shake lantern or this sweet rechargeable LED flashlight, get the flashlight. Always get the flashlight. Next up is non-rechargeable battery powered devices. Originally, I was going to just talk about flashlights, but I'm going to make this the broader sense. Flashlights, headlamps. There's my alarm clock. You know, flashlights, headlamps, lanterns of the battery-powered variety, LED light strips, whatever it is. We're going to talk about non-rechargeable battery ones. So that's where I started my flashlight, headlamp sort of, you know, hobbyist movement at. You know, and I started at originally I standardized to all AAA flashlights. 'Cause the headlamps would run AAAs, the flashlights would run AAAs. Usually there are like two or three AAAs a piece. And I liked having a standard battery set, and it does make sense. So the AAAs don't have a lot of power, both in power output and power longevity. It tends to eat through them fairly quickly and be self-limiting on how much power you can actually get out of them. So you more or less have a lumen cap. I haven't seen any super bright AAA headlamps. You know, I don't want to get myself wrong here, but I don't think I've seen anything over 150 lumens in a AAA light. And I'm sure some like candle power forum nerd out there is like, I just built one that's 1,000 lumens. Okay. And it probably lasts for about a third of a second. Not interested in that. But although I always say that it's better to have the most amount of lumens you can get, there is a place for lower powered lights. If I run my Olight, what is it? The S30R rechargeable that goes at, 1,500 lumens or something. If I run that at its max brightness, it will kill that battery in an hour. And it will not shine at that max brightness the entire time. I was looking for that little catalog that I have of theirs, but anyway. You know, so there is a place. Like, if you have a... And I'm fond, or at least in the past, I'm fond of the Coleman headlamps. The Coleman, I believe it's Max, maybe. And it may have changed. I haven't bought one in years, but I did have... Still do have several of their Coleman Max sort of camping gear headlamps. And they take AAAs, both rechargeable and, you know, regular. And I'm a fan of the lithium batteries for that. And rechargeable. I mean, just regular rechargeable batteries. We're talking about non-rechargeables. You know, they may not be the brightest, but they're reliable. I've had one for years, and it works, so... You know, I've had, and it was like the first headlamp I bought, I think, was a Coleman Max, and it still lasts like a decade later or so. So, you know, for what, probably under $20, you know, and it's not like 1,000 lumens. It's probably 60, 30 to 60, somewhere in their range. It's good, you know, it's good. You can see, you can move around, you can read by it. You know, and it lasts a pretty good amount of time on those AAA batteries. So, if you get the non-rechargeable lithium batteries from like Energizer, they're gonna last a long time, and you're gonna have good consistent energy output from them. So, like I said, there is a definite place. The non-rechargeable CR123s, they won't last forever in a lot of these sort of high-end, powerful flashlights. But you get a lot of power, you know, and when I say they won't last a long time, I'm speaking sort of subjectively. Like, you know, you can get hours out of it. And if you lower the lumen output, which is you're able to get away with sometimes, I like to have more lumens available and to use them if I need it. But a lot of times you can get by just fine on 100 lumens. And that will last a long time with a lot of these lights. Once again, I'm trying to find that little brochure thing. Here we go. Let's see. The last Olight light I got... which is the H2R Nova, which is crazy bright, by the way. 2,300 lumens on its max output. So, crazy bright. But, yeah, like I said, and that's rechargeable. We'll just gloss over that for a second. Rechargeable 18650 battery. Yeah, 110 minutes. On the max brightness, and that's actually not quite the 2,300. It does 2,300 for 1 minute, and then it staggers down until 750 lumens. So it does that gradual stagger down for 110 minutes. Let's see. But if you wanted to run one of these lights on, you know, like 30 lumens, that's 50 hours. You know, that's over 2 days of illumination. You know, and obviously you're not going to be running it 2 days straight, you know, by God, because obviously the sun will be up for a few of those hours, you know, so that's, what, 4 days, you know, that's 4 days that you have illumination. Yeah, it would be four nights instead of two whole days. And more than likely, you're not going to need it for that entire time. And you got to think, if you're going to use it for like 2 or 3 hours a day, 50 hours is a long time. So, you can, in a lot of situations, you can get by on 30 lumens pretty well. But God, do I want to have that 2300 lumens when I need it. That's just me. But we kind of got off the non-rechargeable topic here. You know, and I have, and I think there's a solid place in your preps for non-rechargeable lights. And they probably need to be used first. You use them first and you just kill the batteries. I mean, it's a good, consistent, bright output. And you just burn through them first in a disaster. Then you move to your rechargeable options. Because it's really cheap and easy. You just go buy a pack of batteries. Buy several packs of batteries. There's always sales on batteries. So, unfortunately, I know the markup on batteries is usually about 50%. So, find a deal. Yeah. Yeah, it's whatever you're paying for batteries at the store, generally the store paid about half that. And you know, it's one of the bigger markup items in a store. So find them online for cheaper or buy them at a deal whenever you can. And like I said, use those first, store lots of batteries, and they'll get you through most small disasters without even having to go to the next level ones. And rechargeable. So before we get to rechargeable. Rechargeables are good if they are always maintained. But most of us, myself included, generally don't tend to pull a rechargeable light off the charger and then use it and then immediately return it. You know, you charge it, you take it off, you use it until it's deadish, then you recharge it back to full again. So, yeah, that's, you know, if you had that sort of Harlan Meeks level of, you know, vigilance, and maintained your charging protocol, then you're good. Most of us are lazy fucks, though, and we just, you know, we don't. I mean, I've got right now 3 rechargeable flashlights. None of them are on the charger right now. And I probably need to build like a charging station somewhere in my tiny house or somewhere in the shed that I'm going to remodel for my tools and survival gear. And, you know, have a permanent charging station and have those things charging all the time. So, rechargeable. I love rechargeables. That's my new jam and jelly, my friends. I had a few CR123 batteries. They're hard to find. Most stores either don't carry them, or if they do carry them, they are always out because the guys that have CR123 lights buy them all whenever they come in. And the stores don't realize to, you know, order even more, or there's a bottleneck somewhere in the supply chain where they can't get in. So it's, you know, It's hard to keep them. If you have, like, you know, officers or security guards that have CR123 weapon lights or, you know, headlamps that they use when they're patrolling all the time, they'll go through a CR123 battery in a night. That's a new CR, you know, that's a new battery every night. If you are doing patrols during the shit hit the fan around your property, you will go through a CR123 battery a night. That's, you know, that's staggering. So I only want rechargeable CR123 batteries now. Just, you know, I've recharged my Olight little flashlight. I don't remember the model number at the moment. It's a tiny little headlamp. Maybe the... Don't know. No. The next model to the baton. So the S1 baton, maybe the S2 baton. Rechargeable. So I have the S2 baton non-rechargeable, the S2 baton rechargeable with the built-in like charging dock on it. So the rechargeable model is what you want to get. Just, I don't even have time to spend money on non-rechargeable CR123 batteries ever again. Ever again. No. But it's wonderful that, you know, I use a flashlight of some sort, a headlamp, a flashlight. I use illumination every single night when I walk from my house to Couch Potato Mike's house to take a shower before work. You know, and it's usually pitch black out there. We live in the country. And I'm able to test these lights all the time. I get to see how long they last. It's not a long walk, you know. It's not a long walk. But there and back every night, I get to see, you know, like, if they last. And I've killed several CR123 batteries doing that with non-rechargeable batteries. And the rechargeable ones, you know, I get like maybe a month or two before I have to recharge them. And then I just recharge them for a few hours and they work for another month. That is amazing. That is so much better. You know, my desire to ever go back to be honest, maybe a pack or two of CR123s that I got cheap off the internet, maybe from China, in my preps, just in case it's like, you know, oh, this is recharging. Let me pop in a non-rechargeable and burn that fucker out. You know, that's my philosophy. It's my not go-to. It's my backup. Non-rechargeables are my backup now in a lot of these cases. Like I said earlier, it should be your first order, but in my day-to-day use, they are my backup. I'd much rather use the rechargeable lights full-time. That's what I'm using now. And Olight makes some amazing products, by the way. And especially if you price compare them to, you know, comparable top-of-the-line lights, they come out cheaper, and there's no reason to. I hate to say it, but Olight really could raise their prices with the quality that you get, but they don't. So go get some, and I would definitely say that the... Everything they do keeps getting better. Everything. So definitely check them out for your headlamp and flashlight needs. I don't hear to talk about headlights and flashlights. We've been talking about that the entire episode, to be honest. Yeah, we've been talking about that the whole time. Like I said, if I had to give recommendations, I would, you know, if you're dead broke and you need a headlamp, go to Walmart, and if they still have them, look for the Coleman brand. you know, it's between 14 and 20 bucks, I do believe. You'll get a good one. If you get one of the Olight ones that I'm talking about, that is a lifetime purchase. It's most of their lights tend to be closer to the $100 range. And, you know, you're going to get what you pay for. Other people will love Surefire lights, and they are even more expensive than that. And I'm just not. They really, they're an old world company that just didn't really keep up with the technology. They didn't keep up with the market, and people like Olight and 4.7s and other, you know, startups, they're just beating the shit out of them. I know some people are diehard Surefire fans. You gotta have your Surefire. Fuck off. I'd much rather recommend an Olight, period. Let's see if I could even find... what's this last one I got? The S2R? The H2R. How much is that? Google, tell me how much it is. $89.95. So yeah, $89.95. It has a rechargeable 18650 battery. Comes with a headlamp strap. Because it is a fairly on the large side flashlight. I mean, fairly. It's not a mag light, guys. It's easily handheld. It's not super heavy. But and that's 2,300 lumens for under $100. You know, looking at it, you can. It looks like Battery Junction has replacement rechargeable 18650. For like $20, basically $18.99, $20, we'll say. And there are cheaper options, like the. You can get the H1 baton, which I thought was great. Or the H1 Nova. I mean, $54. The H1R Nova. That's the rechargeable variant that I really like. $54. It looks like 64, somewhere in the $60 range, $54, $60, somewhere in that range for a tiny, super bright, rechargeable LED headlamp. Yes, it's a fairly significant purchase for a lot of you people that don't have that kind of money. You know, and if Illumination is important to you for the shit to the fan, then you probably want to save up for it. I mean, it's a good light, you know. So, and some of you may be thinking, well, if that Coleman Max one is like $14, I could buy several of them for the price of that. And you're not wrong. You know, you'll never get anything to match the lumens that way. And it doesn't really combine the right way. So if you had like 20 of those, it's not going to quite be the same as, you know, the throw won't be the same. You could spread it out and have more lumens in a room that way, and that will work as well. So those are a couple of my recommendations. You know, it's the poor man's light and then the man that has a little more money to spend. And to be honest, Olight does support the Startup Pump podcast by sending me a lot of lights, but I will call people out on their shit when I get it. So I have dropped, banged. I've used the flashlights in the rain, which don't do that with the Coleman Max ones. A little bit iffy on that. They either are not or... They're either not water resistant or not very water resistant. You will ruin one of their flashlights and have to get a new one. You know, you can submerge the Olight ones. So, because trust me, I've been sent stuff before and I'm like, man, I'm going to have to bash these idiots because this is junk. This is junk. But not with Olight. I'm 21. That's it. Final thoughts, you know? Illumination is maybe not the fanciest, smanciest thing in the survival universe, but man, is it important, and it needs to have, you know, a solid thing. And some of you guys are starting out, some of you do not have a lot of money set aside for preps and whatnot, and if you can get started on this with little to no money. You know, like I said earlier, you go to the Dollar Tree, you get some tea lights. You know, the oil lanterns from like Walmart are, you know, you can get oil and lantern under $30, I think. Under 25, maybe. You know, and that's that oil will last quite a while, and you know, the next paycheck you can just buy another bottle or two of oil. You know, keep going on. Buy more tea lights. You know, go buy yourself one of those Coleman headlamps. You know, like, you don't have to, like, just go into debt. Do not go into debt trying to buy one of these fancy headlamps. You know, be responsible. Save your money. And maybe you have one of these high quality, you know, whatever company you choose to go with. Even if it is Surefire, and I'm not a fan. Even if you go with one of those, you know, or 47s or Olight or any of these premium level lights, maybe you buy one and you have one or two of those, you know, Coleman Max or Bushnell puts out some lights, but I haven't tested any of those, so I can't really, I'm not going to endorse them. You know, you buy one good one and you buy a few cheap ones. That, you know, two is one, one is none. So, that's it. That's all I've got for this episode. Use guys, DIY to stay illuminated. Where's the button?